When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
This is Sports Rage. I am Renzi. We're throwing it down. Julio's in the house with us right now. Ken in our chat said it's not true. Players do get paid to play internationally. And some countries, it's you get a little bit more than others. Like the smaller tier countries kind of like have to pay more because their players aren't making a ton of money. But it's really token money. It's sort of like a good example. It's sort of like pro sports in America. Right, like the playoff bonus money, Julio. You know what I'm saying? Like if you win the World Series or you go to the World Series. If you're a baseball player and you go to the World Series, you're not getting paid in the playoffs. Right? Like you get paid for the regular season. Like as far as your contract, like you don't get paid for the preseason either. Right? Like if you're a Major League Baseball player, that's why they don't like training camp. Like the whole spring training, they're not getting paid for it. Like they don't start getting paid until like the games start, and then when the regular season's over, they don't get paid for the playoffs, but they share the pool of it. So like you'll see, even if like a player wins the Stanley Cup or like the World Series or something, they get like $200,000. Like it used to be a joke to Wayne Gretzky, Julio. He used to win, and they'd give him, like, a truck for the MVP, and he'd give it to, like, oh, I'll just give it to my teammate on the ice. Like, whatever, I don't want this truck from you. Like, you know, like, players aren't playing for money in the international stuff. Like, but some of the, you know, Canada was bitching because Canada was getting, like, 12% of the money or something stupid like that. But it's different for each country. But, you know, big-time teams aren't playing for Ronaldo's not playing for Portugal right now. Because of money. He's playing because of his ego, and he wants to play for the country. But what do you got for us, Mr. Rosario?
As we led into the top of the hour, I mentioned Portugal to win in extra time, 14-1 against France. I mean, this is like the NCAA tournament now. Okay, we had Cinderellas. Some of them advanced. Some of them are eliminated. But now it's big boy football. Now it's Spain and Germany, Portugal and France. We're getting some really good matchups in the Euros. I just love the value, 14-1 for Portugal to advance in extra time. Julian Alvarez, anytime goal scorer for Argentina, plus 200 against Ecuador in the knockout stages of the Copa America. And let's see what else. I guess Major League Baseball, Tampa Bay Rays, Kansas City Royals, under 8.5 runs in that game tomorrow. I like the pitching matchup with Michael Wacha going for the Royals game. Oh, and by the way, if anyone saw the highlights tonight, Luis Robert made a business decision to not throw out the runner from center field home. game-winning run in the ninth inning. So as we approach the trade deadline, the White Sox are going to be ultimate fade material. Everyone's going to look out for themselves, fade the White Sox at all costs, because that is a dysfunctional bunch over on Chicago's south side, Gabe.
He is a player that people are going to be interested in. I saw him absolutely murder a baseball the other day.
No, he's awesome.
Yeah, yeah. Teams are definitely. The Philadelphia Phillies have been linked to it. But as you know, being a White Sox fan, Julio, you never really know what this team is going to do. Like, they never do anything smart, really. So, like, they should have blown things up already. You know what I mean? Like, they're doing this slow blow up. Like, it's like, we're not trying to be good, but we're, you know what I mean? Like, a lot of guys should have been traded anyways already. You know, that's a lost organization right now. But hold on, Julio. We got to bring our AM radio affiliate in here. Let's roll. Level 3 has begun. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Marenzi, the Pistol Players, Officers, the People of Bustle, but everybody else in between, including Big Card Julio, JN Reports, Julio Rosario in the house with us. And Julio, before we get you out of here, people just joining us for Level 3 of the program. As far as the U.S. Program is concerned, there's no shame. And I hear some people sort of try to defend it, saying, well, did you expect them to actually beat Uruguay? Well, they were favorites. They shouldn't have been. But the point was, they never should have put themselves in that position where they needed the win against Uruguay. Like, the committee, you know, the federation set it up for the U.S., bro. There was like, listen, you guys get your points. You don't have to worry about the Uruguay game after. But they didn't. And then suddenly the Uruguay game mattered, and they dug their own hole. But I just don't see moving forward how, like, with any confidence they can keep Berhalter. Just point blank. Like, at what point can you say, you know what? He's not going to change. It's not like he's going to show up with some new creative game plan suddenly. And the talent is going to waste. And at least die on your sword. Like, you're seeing a team like Turkey, as you were talking about earlier, Julio. Very young team. They're just super aggressive, right? Like, even Canada, Marsh told them, let's not play scared. He goes, you guys are faster and younger than most teams. Just go out there and outrun them. Let's go, right? Don't lay back. Let's attack. Let's, you know what I mean? Let's be more aggressive. The U.S. doesn't figure that out. And the fact, bro, that he actually told them that the score was 1-1 in the other game is disgraceful. Like, mid-game. Like, yelling at them on the pitch. Like, imagine being distracted and looking over. And, oh, yeah, you know Uruguay scored like 10, 15 seconds after he did that.
Exactly.
Like, you see, Julio, like, in the last week of the NFL sometimes, when there's a bunch of teams that are all trying to get in, you'll see coaches will tell the stadium guy often, I don't want to see the scores on the scoreboard. I don't want the players looking up during the game and wondering what's going on in the other game. I want them worried about our game, and we'll look up after and see what happened. Because if we don't handle our business, it doesn't matter. For a coach to do that, Berhalter, dude, it's just the final straw. You can't move. Like, if you don't care about the soccer program, fine. If it's just a joke to everybody, fine. Leave them in and be the same. But you're freaking hosting the World Cup, bro. Like, you know what I mean? The world is coming to America, Julio. Like, you got to have a little enthusiasm besides, like, what Berhalter's bringing to this program right now.
100%, Gabe. And I just, even if they do get rid of Berhalter, I don't trust the U.S. Soccer Federation to actually bring in a manager that would help this group going into the 26 World Cup. They had a good manager in Jurgen Klinsmann. They got rid of him. Okay, Bob Brundtland was decent, and then they brought back Bruce Arena again. But they've never spent the money on a big name manager. I don't think they'll do it again going into the 26 World Cup. So it's just a program in disarray. I mean, literally, the best team in North America is Canada. Mexico's in a downward spiral. And these are the three nations hosting the World Cup. And if you're a Canadian fan, you got to be feeling really good going into 26, because there's no World Cup qualification. There's no trip to Antigua or St. Grenadine, right? There's none of those trips coming up. So this was the only tournament to really showcase this, the federation, and they blew it. They blew a tire. Big time.
It's a great point. And that's the whole thing for the U.S. It's not like, oh, well, don't worry, we can build momentum. in between now, guys, and the World Cup, like, these players, they're not going to play in these international tournaments and games all the time. You have these little small windows, Julio. There's a little, like, exhibition friendly window in September, and there's, like, another one, like, as you stated. So, like, Berhalter won't even be around the team, guys. Like, it's not like, oh, we'll work on things. No, they're all going back to their jobs and their real teams now. So you're going to see them for a couple of exhibition friendly games, couple of times, you know what I mean? And then boom, you're going into the World Cup after. And, you know, this seems to be a theme, Julio, right now, of people that should step aside that aren't stepping aside. You know what I mean?
And get the memo. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, this is sort of the same thing. It's like, listen, all right, don't change. Don't change the guy, but we're going to lose. Like, you know what I mean? It's like I'm just saying, there's a lot of parallels here. It's like, okay, if we don't care about this, then leave him. But if we do, then you better change him.
Absolutely. People in positions of power, you know, once you have a cushy job, once you have a nice, parachute to fall back on?
It's like a boxer, Julio. No one to retire. No one to leave the stage, man. Like, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
Berhalter, I ain't going to expect him to resign. And you know the Federation's going to have his back, too. Great stuff, Julio.
Appreciate it, Gabe. Happy Independence Day, everybody.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
The Twisted Tuesday continues. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morenci. Shout out to all of our affiliates tuning in on Sirius XM channel 159, the Sports Grid Radio and Television Networks. Let's do this thing. Let's get biblical. The founder of the NFL Draft Bible, allaccessfootball.com, a scout with the Edmonton Elks, in the CFL steps up and in. Rick Saratella in the house. Rick, always a pleasure, my man. How you doing?
Oh, baby, 4th of July week, talking football with you. I see you stringing that thing on social media, baby, on the guitar. Buckle up.
Yeah, Summer of Rage is here. Let's rock. And I tell you what, the countdown is officially on right now, 30 days away from the National Football League preseason starting with the Hall of Fame game. So it's starting to get real when it's literally just a month away, and it's the Chicago Bears and the Houston Texans are going to be playing on August the 1st. But to get people caught up to date with who's going into the Hall of Fame this year, Dwight Freeney, standout defensive lineman, Syracuse in the house. Julius Peppers, North Carolina, baby. Julius Peppers. Devin Hester, one of the most explosive two-way players ever to play in the National Football League. The only man ever to return the opening kickoff of the Super Bowl for a touchdown. Andre Johnson finally gets in. Old school Orange Crush, Randy Gratishar, and Patrick Willis, and of course the legendary Steve McMichael. Pretty impressive class here, the defensive heavy class as well.
Yeah, wow. So many things I want to talk about with that illustrious class. I will say, I do believe, to me, and I've seen most of those guys play, Julius Peppers, I would say, was the most dominant of that bunch that you just rattled off. I mean, this guy was a sack master for the ages. I don't know how many double-digit sack seasons he had, but he came into the league, made an instant impact, was a perennial all-pro. So Julius Peppers, to me, is the guy that really stands out. But I'll tell you, the one guy who brings a smile to my face, Gabe, is Devin Hester, because I had a chance to talk to some very prominent people on the Hall of Fame selection committee. And we talked about Devin Hester, and they asked me, Rick, what did you know, who's the one guy you would like to see in there? I said, well, Devin Hester is the best who's ever done it at his position. And the rebuttal was, well, what if I told you Brian Westbrook, and they rattled off all the rushing yards and receiving yards and all-purpose yards. And I said, yeah, but I'm just talking about the best that ever did it as the kick returner. That's Devin Hester. So I'm happy for that man to get him in the Hall of Fame.
And Steve McMichael, unfortunately, who's suffering from ALS right now. But he was aware, and it was a very special moment when Richard Dent told him he is aware about the Hall of Fame induction. And quite a career he had as well, on and off the football field. The world of wrestling, broadcasting, yeah. A man that did it all. But he was big time in wrestling, Rick. He wasn't just like a part-time wrestler. He was like, right. He was big time in WCW.
Well, let's not underestimate how big he was on that Bears defense, too, because I think he gets lost in the mix. Mongo, I mean, he was playing with, I think, how many Hall of Famers are on that Bears defense now? Because to me, that is the greatest defense of all time, the 86 Bears. You had Dan Hampton, Singletary.
Yeah, Singletary.
I mean, the list goes on and on.
Jeff Fisher was on that team. I'm just saying, his safety.
Well, you know, and I'll say the other thing that stands out to me is there's this big logjam now at the wide receiver position. I know there's quite a few waiting to get in. Andre Johnson, to me, is very deserving. He kind of, you know, lost on a terrible Houston Texans team. I mean, his whole decade, his whole playing career was lost on a terrible Texans team. But I think Torrey Holt, maybe Reggie Wayne, a couple other guys are waiting to get in. And I think they did the right thing there with Andre Johnson.
Those are players that you just brought up, the fastest show on turf guys. How are they, you know, like, come on. You know what I mean? Like, Kurt Warner's in. How are the guys that he threw the football to not in?
Yeah, I just think the wide receiver position is the one position where there's just a bunch of guys that happen to be eligible. And I think Hines Ward is another one. Like, you know, all these guys.
But what do we do now, Rick? What do we do now in the modern era where numbers are different? Let's just call it out for what it is, right? No. It was harder to throw for 300 yards, and like that used to be like a wow, threw for 300 yards. Now, like, basically half the league throws for 360 yards every week in a losing effort. It's a different league now. Like, the numbers are kind of just different now. So sometimes, like, you just rattle off some of these players who we don't really think of legends, but then you look at their numbers and you're like, wow, they have bigger numbers than guys that are in the Hall of Fame right now.
Yeah, I think that's part of the problem, too, is it's a what have you done for me lately type of league, and you always remember the most recent thing. But I think what you're really trying to do is compare greatness in errors. And to me, that's why the all-pros...
That's a great point. And Devin Hester was the best of the best, point blank. Like you said, he was the best at that and what he did at that time.
The best at what he did. That's right. And I think when you start accumulating those all-pros... Right, it's hard to argue with that resume. Now, we talked about it a couple weeks ago with Antonio Gates. I think I don't know if it was on the air or off the air, but this guy's got like 6 All Pros. You know, you talk about a guy who came. I think he was undrafted.
I say yes to Gates.
Oh, without a doubt,
he's a Hall of Famer. Like when you talk about tight ends, you're like, yeah, he's one of the best that I saw. Like you, that guy was awesome, very athletic. Right. What about, and you know, I wasn't even planning this debate, and we've only got about a minute here, but what about Phillip Rivers? Is Phillip Rivers, was he the best quarterback in the league? No. He never won, never made a Super Bowl. But then you look at his numbers, and his numbers match Dan Fouts, who you could say the same thing about.
Well, yeah, you know, I mean, Phillip Rivers was kind of like the Dan Marino of our era. Now, Marino got to a Super Bowl. Rivers, I think, got to an AFC championship. He's a gutsy competitor. He's got all the numbers. I mean, it's hard to argue that Phillip Rivers, you know, was he ever the best quarterback in any given season? No, but he was a top 5 quarterback for over a decade. So that's
for a long time, too. He played a lot. You and I did have the Eli Manning conversation.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
Before that, that's a hot one.
Well, that whole clip, who would you put in first? Big Ben?
It's funny, they're the same. Big Ben, number one. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He had more of the steadiest career. I'm like, between the three of them. Let's call it out for what it is. All right, so.
Well, I think Eli Manning had probably, you could argue, two of the greatest victories.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The Twisted Tuesday continues. This is Sports Rage. I am Gable Morency. We're kicking it. Shout out to all of our AM radio affiliates, including the mightier 1090 SoCal in the house. So is Rick Saratella with us right now. We're just talking about the Hall of Fame, but there's a lot of stuff I want to get to as Countdown to Kickoff is on right now. And Rick, you released and put together your NFL power rankings coming into the season. And, you know, you're starting off with last year's defending champion, the Kansas City Chiefs, as the team to beat coming into the season. A lot of teams, after they win, they lose their focus and their motivation. This team doesn't. Patrick Mahomes has that killer Jordan sort of thing in him where it's never enough winning. Like, he really does. I you know what I mean? Some guys live off it forever. I think Mahomes forgets that he won the Super Bowl, like, 2 weeks after. And he's sort of like, no one believes in me. No one believes in us. So we got to do this again. Travis Kelce is, you know, he can live one way off the field and he can stay focused on the field. Andy Reid has just figured it out right now. So you've got them as the team to beat and to win the Super Bowl again. Are they going to be able to pull it off this year?
Well, they come into the season as the king of the mountains because they're the champs until they ain't. And I'll tell you what, I'm never going to bet against Patrick Mahomes ever again, because every time I do, I got egg on my face. And so that's the ultimate X factor, right? And then I think also Andy Reid, when you talk about the ultimate CEO coach, and you mentioned my power rankings, I got through all 32 teams. And one of the interesting side notes, I don't know, I can't recall a season where there's only been two coaches that actually wear a coordinator's hat. That's Todd Bowles is the defensive coordinator for the Buccaneers, and Matt LaFleur is the offensive coordinator for the Green Bay Packers. Only two coaches in the National Football League. And I'm saying that because I think that it is at an all-time high where the NFL head coach now must be a CEO, and Andy Reid is as good as it gets. You talk about the offensive line, that nucleus, they're young. They're good. They're only going to get better. They got a workhorse back. We'll see what happens with Rashee Rice. But what we've seen, it doesn't matter if it's Tyreek Hill or Gabriel Morenci running routes. Patrick Mahomes is going to get it done.
Great point that you raise about being focused as the head coach. I don't like it. Like, you know what I mean? Shanahan's been super successful, but I never like it, Rick, when like a head coach is like sitting with the offense when the game is going on. It's like, you know, you're the head coach of like the entire team, right? Not just the offense. And sometimes these guys get caught up in it. Great point by you about delegation and Andy Reid being just sort of the ultimate CEO. Sort of something that Sean McVay's developing into, right? Because you got to believe if you're Sean McVay, you're thinking, I should just call the plays. I should just do this. I could do this. And, you know, I could do everything. I'll let them run the defense, but I'm gonna be in complete control of this offense. He doesn't operate that way. He used to be more hands-on, but now more CEO-ish. Let's bring in a new coordinator. Let's give this guy a chance. I believe in this. They'll run my system. But so Rick's power rankings, Kansas City 1, San Francisco 2, Baltimore 3, and the LA Rams 4. And I bring up the Rams because I was thinking about the Rams as sort of somewhat of a dark horse, but they're really not a dark horse, are they? They're just a damn good football team that's rebuilt pretty quickly after their Super Bowl win.
Well, I think you just said it, right? Anytime you have Sean McVay as your head coach, you got a chance to win on any given Sunday. And that's the ultimate X factor for the Rams because, again, like I take a look at the Rams are at 4, the Lions are at 5. The Lions are more talented, and the Lions probably have more continuity with Ben Johnson and Aaron Glenn, and that says something too. But in-game management, Dan Campbell is horrendous. Sean McVay is a stud. And to me, that's why I put the Rams over the Lions. And I'd love to speak on the Texans if we can.
So the Houston Texans are a team that people have basically anointed. You know who they remind me of, Rick? They're sort of like the new Bills. And I'm a Bills fan. Every year, you know, in the past, people were, oh, Josh Allen, the Bills, and this is, and they even have Stephon Diggs, ironically enough. But a lot of positivity about the Texans as like they're the team that can challenge the Kansas City Chiefs the most. Are you buying into that?
Without a doubt, this team is built to be very good for a very long time. And you talk about when I release my previews, I go through, I rank the top 10 franchise players of each organization, and then I rank the top 10 players under the age of 25. The Houston Texans, almost the same identical lists. That's saying something. That's amazing. And you got C.J. Stroud and Will Anderson are two cornerstone pieces. The offense is just combustible because you mentioned Stephon Diggs, and you add that to Nico Collins, who doesn't have to be the number one target now. I think it's year number 3 or 4. He's ready for a bust-out season. And then Tank Dell is as good as it gets in the slot if he stays healthy with Dalton Schultz, Damian Pierce. The offense is unstoppable. They got building blocks in every phase.
It's a complete roster.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The Twisted Tuesday continues. This is Sports Rage. I'm Gable Morenci, Sirius XM Channel 159 of the Sports Grid Radio and Television Networks. We've got another segment with our guy, Rick Saratella. Feels good to be talking NFL football 30 days away from the Hall of Fame game. So looking at Rick's preseason rankings, power rankings, Kansas City Chiefs 1, San Francisco 49ers 2, Baltimore Ravens 3, LA Rams 4, Detroit Lions 5, Houston Texans 6, Philadelphia Eagles 7, Miami Dolphins, who are absolutely loaded once again, 8, Cincinnati Bengals 9, Green Bay Packers 10, Dallas Cowboys 11, Cleveland Browns 12, the Buffalo Bills 13. You're looking for a regression from the Buffalo Bills. So according to your power rankings here, you think the Miami Dolphins are the best team in this division.
Well, I knew we were going to get some Bills conversation into the equation, right? And so to me, when I look at it, you know, Miami's a team on the rise. They have ascending players. They added to the nucleus. Buffalo's a team that really I thought in terms of additions and subtractions, they lost more than they gained. They lost Tre'Davious White, and I know he was injured a lot. They lost Stephon Diggs. The backfield isn't as good. I mean, I look at their wide receivers, Gabe. I'm just like, hey, I understand Josh Allen, you know, doesn't really need a whole lot to get the job done, but where are the explosive plays really going to come from on this offense? And that's what I worry about when it comes to the Bills. I felt like Josh Allen had to do too much last year, and now I think he's going to have to do even more. But I just saw a team that regressed during the offseason. And I'll be honest with you, like Sean McDermott, I've seen enough. He's not the guy. And Buffalo, to me, I don't want to say the window is shut. Like you saw the Rams, they were in salary cap purgatory. They kind of had to regather themselves and come back. I feel like the Bills need to regather themselves. And if they don't get rid of McDermott after this season, then Brandon Bean needs to go too, because they're just not getting the job done. There needs to be a new voice. Remember the Tampa Bay Bucks? They got rid of Dungy. They brought in Gruden. They ran the table. That's what needs to be done in Buffalo. Those are facts.
You have to – I can't argue if you have to wonder that the ceiling has been reached with McDermott. You know what I mean? Yeah, okay, he'll win you 10, 11 games. But you also have to ask, and it's a legitimate question, that there should be better results. You know, just sort of we just talked about with Phillip Rivers. Fact of the matter is, Josh Allen's never been to a Super Bowl, right? He's made to a conference championship game once. For the talent that the Bills have had, and quite frankly, sort of the rest of the conference as well. Like, you know what I mean? The whole thing was, well, let's wait for Brady to be gone. Well, he was gone and you took over, but you couldn't get over the hump. And I get it right. That you had Kansas City is there as well, but yeah, you were winning. You know what I mean? That 13 seconds, that's on Sean McDermott, point blank. I mean, you didn't want to squib the ball. You didn't know how to figure it out. Like, how many times could Josh Allen try to win a game for you before you find a way to lose? I can't argue that. Looking yep. at, for the record, you've got the Chargers right after the Bills. So that sort of that tier there. Cowboys, Browns, Bills, Chargers. Chicago Bears right in the middle of the pack, along with the Arizona Cardinals, who some people might think both teams ranked a little high. I really love what this Cardinal team is doing. I like how they're drafting. I love their coach. I've always believed in Kyler Murray. If Murray's healthy and you protect him and you give him weapons, he's going to make plays for you, point blank. Right?
So when Murray's he's
a good quarterback when he's healthy, Rick. He was immature before as being a leader, but he's gotten much better, Rick. You could tell. He's been humble the last 2 years. He's a different person now. And I think the coaching staff has something to do with it. But, man, that's a tough division.
Tough division. But if you look at the Cardinals, their record isn't an indicator of how good this team was, because they were in every game, right? Almost every game, this team was in it. They gave them a run to the end.
You're right. They battled with the Niners a couple of times, traded points. You're right. They were in football games. They weren't an easy out. We'll put it that way.
Well, and I have them right at 16, because I'll tell you what, if they were to play all 31 other teams, they'd probably win 15 games and lose 15 games and tie the last one, right? Like that's where they are. they are the definition of that. And I'm glad that Caleb Williams is in that Hall of Fame game with C.J. Stroud, because I think I think Caleb Williams is coming into the league as a top 10 quarterback, and I think he's going to do damage in a big way. With those wide receivers there, and Rome Odunze and Moore, and who are the Keenan Allen that they bring in? They got the big play tight end. Caleb Williams, you know, CJ Stroud posted some phenomenal rookie numbers last year. Caleb Williams might say, "Hold my beer."
What do you say to the critics of Caleb Williams, who are concerned about sort of set plays and design passes that he needs to make as opposed to just creating? You know, because, you know, whenever, you know, the Notre Dame game was a good example of that. Very NFL-style type defense. where the, you know what I mean, the pocket doesn't break down. You drop back to pass, three-step, drop back to pass. He's going to have to get better at that. Doesn't mean that he can't, right? But that's what the critics say. That, you know what, he's great when he's sort of improvising, but a lot of sort of set throws, his footwork isn't great, he's a little late, and he's not the biggest guy either, throwing it out of the pocket. What do you say to those critics?
If I closed my eyes while you were talking, it sounded like the scouting report on Patrick Mahomes coming out of college. Same exact thing, right?
I can't disagree with that. You're right.
So, I mean, this guy has got some weapons now. So I would say watch this. Okay. And this was a team that really, I mean, this was a 500 team. And again, we talk about the upgrades, what they did in the draft, what they did in free agency. And I do believe this offensive line is formidable. So I think Caleb Williams is going to take the league by storm. I think he's hands down the rookie of the year. It's not even a contender.
You know, it's funny, Rick. So you have the Carolina Panthers ranked at the bottom of the power rankings. I'm not going to argue that. But for the record, the New Orleans Saints are the least bet team to win the Super Bowl this year. Like, even a couple of people have said, I'll throw something on the Panthers. The Saints, the least bet team, 0.6% of people. Like, not even Saint fans. Because, you know, I tell you, Rick, like, you know, in Vegas and stuff, you know, drunk people will roll in. Oh, you know what? I'm a fan of the team. I was, you know, I'm going to put $50 on them. Like, yeah, I know they won't win, but like, I've seen it all the time. Not even drunk fans. Yeah, I'll put $100 on the Saints, win the Super Bowl. No one, you know, it's a lottery ticket. But so you got the Panthers at the bottom, the Patriots at the bottom. But a team that I, you know, you got the Commanders down there. And the Commanders might take a couple of years here with Jane Daniels, but you got the Tennessee Titans. And this is you not believing and liking Will Levis very much, is it? Because they have a new coach. There's a lot of enthusiasm. They've spent money with players. You want to talk about talent at the skill position players, right? You bring in Pollard from the Cowboys. You got Boyd from the Bengals. You got DeAndre Hopkins and Calvin Ridley. I mean, they match up skill-wise against almost everybody. Can Will Levis get on the football is the question.
Oh, man. You know, if you told me you were adding those guys 5 years ago, I'd be excited about it. To me, Tyjae Spears will be the better runner than Tony Pollard. DeAndre Hopkins was productive last year, but he is on the back nine. Will Levis was running for his life last year, and he doesn't have the luxury of Derrick Henry to take the load off his back. So to me, this is a recipe for disaster. I saw flashes from Will Levis. I didn't see consistency. That's the concerning part for me. Now, they are a little built inside the trenches with some toughness there. They added some beef. So they'll be close, they'll be competitive, but you're right. I'm not a Will Levis fan. You mentioned the Saints. I'm not a Carr fan. I think Spencer Rattler will be the starter there by the end of the season. And, you know, Saints, Titans, Panthers, take your pick.
Rick Saratella, great breakdown, Rick. Always a pleasure, my man. So, Rick's in the Jersey Shore. So Rick's all about the Nathan's hot dog contest. No Joey Chestnut this year, but don't worry, he's got a Netflix competition and special coming.
Well, let's not confuse the Great Jersey Shore for Staten Island, because there's
no. There's a difference. Well, yeah, there's a big difference. There's a way.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
And entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Let's roll. The Twisted Tuesday continues. Shout out to our boy Rick Saratella. Always great talking football with Rick. Countdown to kickoff is on. 30 days and counting. We're officially 1 month away from the start of the National Football League preseason, the Hall of Fame game, the Texans, and the Bears. And we'll start to get more and more into the National Football League. We've been going through the Euro Cup and the Copa. It's off for a couple of days now. The Olympics are around the corner. But college football is rapidly approaching, and I think we're going to have to start breaking down, go over team by team win totals. And speaking of which, just quickly, as far as the NFL is concerned, after just talking with Rick here, looking at some win totals right now and teams that, you know, I was agreeing with him and sort of disagreeing with him about, and, you know, starting off with the L.A. Rams. Does he have the L.A. Rams ranked a little bit too high? I believe what he had the Rams ranked fourth in his power rankings coming into the year. The Rams were a dangerous team last year as the season went on. They're going to be healthier this year. They do a great job drafting. They've got a very, very good young defense, and we know their offense can move the ball. They have one of the best coaches in the league. 10-7 football team last year. I think they're better than that, but they don't even have to be for us. The win total is 8.5. Now, there's some nines out there, but you get 8.5, minus 140, minus 145 with the LA Rams. I mean, let's be real. This Ram team is going to be capable of winning double-digit games again this year. So the LA Rams at over 8.5 is something that catches my eye. And similarly, they have the same number up, ironically enough, for the LA Chargers. And the Chargers are a team, it's interesting. In past years, people believed in the Chargers all the time, even though they had bad coaching all the time, right? And Staley, you know, Staley literally cost them games and cost them playoff spots and opportunities. And it was just a complete meltdown. And we all knew it, so you know the team knew it as well. But it's funny that people always believed in the Chargers all the time with Staley, but now that Harbaugh is there, they're expecting some sort of big step back. Now, Harbaugh is a 5-year contract, so like there's a build here, and he's going to need a couple of drafts, and Harbaugh does know college football very well from just being at Michigan for as long as he was, and that'll last for a couple of years, right? We saw that with Pete Carroll when he came back from USC. These coaches that come right out of college do know, like, you know, they can help draft well because they did recruit, play, coach against, et cetera, on their teams. So, you know, Harbaugh is going to be dialed in for a couple of years. But with that being stated, just the attitude, just the attitude change that I think the Chargers are going to have, this is a 9-10 win football team, and this is a football team's going to be competing for a wild card spot. Right? You know, even though Harbaugh's got a 5-year plan, you know, his plan isn't to be bad. They're not tanking. They want to win football games, just, you know, expecting like a conference championship or a Super Bowl could take a couple of years, but I would expect Harbaugh to be successful. We know that Herbert's a great quarterback. Like I said, they're a couple of drafts away from like really being a real contender, but they're still a good football team, and they will be. And Harbaugh, I trust. It's going to make a massive difference. Last year's record's not an indication of what this football team is. 8.5 is a manageable number, I believe, as well. And also, you have to ask yourself, look at the division they play in. The Denver Broncos could be one of the worst teams. Like, that's not a hot take. Are they going to be the worst team in the NFL? You know, Carolina are still pretty bad, right? New England aren't very good. New Orleans could struggle. But if you look at, like, the division, that they're in, I like Pierce. I kind of like, you know, I like a lot of the Raider players. But overall, as a whole, are the Chargers better than the Raiders? Probably, yes. We know they're better than the Broncos. So, in other words, you have one team better than you only in a division. And if you go across the AFC, I think the Chargers can play with a lot of teams, if not anybody. So, I'm not saying that Harbaugh is winning the Super Bowl this year, but can Harbaugh get them into the playoffs? Yeah. Can they win 9-10 football games? Yeah, I think they can. 8.5 is a fair number. And I like to buy low when it comes to win totals, right? That's why I don't mind these 8.5s. I look at, the 11.5s and 10.5s and 12.5s. It's, I like to look at lower numbers where I think we can get some value. And a team that nobody believes in are the Minnesota Vikings. Their win total is 6.5. People believe in the Bears more than the Vikings. All right, the Bears need to prove it first, don't they? We know the Vikings have a ton of talent on offense. They really do. Their quarterback situation, I think this is why people don't believe in them. But 6.5, and listen, I've taken a long list of pot shots of Sam Darnold over the years, okay? But it was more so because people, at the time, thought he was better than Josh Allen, and he was drafted so high. And I knew that was a mistake. But Sam Darnold's one of these guys who's been in the league long enough now that in the right situation, he can be successful. And Minnesota's the right situation. Yet we all know J.J. McCarthy is the quarterback in waiting. So, 6.5. If Sam Darnold starts the season, fine. I think he can sling it around to these stud wide receivers enough that they're going to move the rock. Don't forget, you got Aaron Jones, too. You got these wide receivers. You got Aaron Jones. You got tight end. They're going to move the ball. Okay, so if Sam Darnold's the quarterback, they're going to move the ball. And I trust J.J. McCarthy enough if he comes in, if Sam Darnold gets hurt and or they make the switch, either way, I think they can, they can get to 7-8 wins, this football team. Even though it's going to be a competitive division this year. Like I said to Rick, I'll respectfully disagree with the Titans. I think the jury is out on the Titans. The win total is 6.5. This is a very competitive division as well. Everybody's on the Texans bandwagon right now. People are sort of, forgetting about the Jags a little bit. People are buying into what the Colts are doing. And even though I like Richardson a lot, can he stay healthy? He's going to need to prove that. The Colts win total, I think, is a little high at 8.5. The Tennessee Titans, there's a lot of enthusiasm. They've improved their defense. They've improved their secondary. They've got studs at the skill position players, right now at all the positions. Will Levis just needs to, get the ball to them. And I think he can.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger fuel centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
Man, we got a wild game going on right now at Dodger Stadium. It's just been going back and forth and back and forth. Arizona took the lead. The Dodgers were down 3-2. Ohtani hit a two-run home run. They took the lead. Then it was 4-4. Then Arizona took a 5-4 lead. Then the Dodgers tied at 5-5 right now. And they're looking to win the game. We're in the bottom of the ninth inning, tied at 5, runner on second base. Right now, Freeman on second base. Big Card Julio. Julio Rosario was with us earlier. Former play-by-play voice of the Windy City Bulls and Chicago State college basketball. And we were talking briefly about the White Sox, and we were going over baseball and what happened tonight. And the Dodgers win. by one, we should know. Remember, at the top of the show, I said, man, Arizona always give the Dodgers problems. Dodgers win 6-5, final score. Man, they were big underdogs at times, man. Baseball in-game betting is crazy. But you can drive yourself crazy doing it at the same time. So Dodgers win 6-5. But Julio brought up Lewis Robert Jr. making a business decision, so to speak, of not throwing the baseball tonight. So to set the stage, if you didn't see it, it's pretty crazy. I retweeted it out. You can follow me at Sports Rage. But there was a runner on third, the Guardians, and there was it's a tie game, except there's not two out. So there's a pop fly, except it wasn't even that deep. Like, he was playing shallow, and, you know, to prevent a tag play, you know what I mean? So he's playing shallow. He doesn't throw the baseball. He just stands there, and even, you know, the play-by-play, oh, it's going to be close at the plate, and it's like, no, it isn't, because he didn't throw the ball, and then he threw it after. And, like, any other, like, if this is like a big market, if this is like a real team, the Dodgers or the Yankees or, like, you know what I mean? You know, you did this, you were an Atlanta Brave, like, you know, it would, like, seriously be a big problem, right? You did this in Philadelphia. But it was just bizarro world. You know, baseball, I've been so in soccer mode. I sort of dipped into baseball tonight. I did take San Diego. They got lit up. Dylan Cease got absolutely murdered tonight. Early in the baseball game, and offensively, it wasn't any prettier. San Diego had two hits tonight, so we were on the wrong side of that game this evening. And speaking of Philadelphia, I'm just seeing this story right now. Longtime media personality and radio host, covers all things Philly, Howard Eskin. Howard Eskin has been banned from Citizens Bank Park for the rest of the season. Suspended. I actually said, some are saying banned, suspended. He's unwelcome back for the rest of the year, etc. So he's not banned. I don't know if he's banned for life. But Howard Eskin, a longtime Philadelphia sports broadcaster and radio personality, has been suspended for the rest of the season. So banned for the rest of the season, but just the season. Although this is kind of weird, and this story is going to pick up more after this. After he made an unwanted advance towards an Aramark employee. Aramark, I know, because I've been in a lot of baseball press boxes. They're like the catering food, so like in the press box. So this would have happened like to, you know what I mean? A girl working, you know what I mean, serving food, you know what I mean? One of the, you know, hostesses in the room, so to speak. But Aramark handles food in most Major League Baseball stadiums. We learned of an unwelcome kiss by Howard Eskin toward an Aramark employee at Citizens Bank Park. We take these matters very seriously. We immediately investigated and took action to address the matter. The Phillies say they take the allegations very seriously. So he's been suspended for the rest of the year. So banned for the year. And it's not the Phillies, it's actually the Aramark and the company and et cetera, like this whole production here, a bunch of companies. But he'll continue on the air, right? So it's like, all right, so he doesn't go to Phillies games, but he's continuing on the air. Now, listen, I'm not saying he should be dead. You know, I don't know what happened. I don't know the full story here. This is just breaking right now, but I'm sure we're going to hear more about this. Because anytime there's a story like this, there's always the fallout, and the fallout is always bigger. Because if they dismiss it, then somebody, you know what I mean, people always dig in deeper, and, you know, or they just forget about it. We'll see what happens overnight. Other than that, you're on your own. Later.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio.
starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.